always called by my oldest brother, and we all had to go, all three of them. That left nobody there to handle them, you, but my oldest brother. And he couldn't meet them payments in the space of time Mac had agreed. And because he couldn't meet the payments, what Grady done, the educated man, you know, we didn't have an education. He foreclosed the note and took the 8 acres of land, you know, in slavery time, and a man, my grandfather was a slave, old slave man. They gave him, he comes from Virginia.
Yeah.
Well,
my grandfather.
Yeah. And so they gave it then, 8 acres of land, if you were a slave, more or less. That mean if the 8 acres they give it didn't come up to that, you take it along. And if it's more, well, you got that. And so that had 9 acres more than 80. And after I went to the army, my other two brothers, back there, Drew Grady, closed the mortgage.
Low down, son.
And yeah, it was bad. We knew we didn't know we couldn't do it about it. And he took the mules back and sold the mortgage on the place. And
he's down there shoveling coal with the devil, right?
Yeah, shoveling for the devil. So finally he died. I don't know if his son did or not. And so that's why we just had to plunder through. Not only me, that applied to a lot of poor people, white and black, but not as much to the black, white as it did to the black. Because we got a good show now. We've got this new bunch of white people who come up, they believe in justice to all mankind.
Why, sir?
And they do. They believe in that justice.
Aren't you glad it's changed?
I'm glad, Mike. Yeah, I'm glad it's changed because I come through the mud.
Are you sure too?
Yeah. And so now, and what happened to the police, after he foreclosed the note, somebody way up the country, some foreigner, coming in and bought it out, and I heard from some boys.
Right.
I heard from some boys that go out there and say they got it all planned now.
Probably making a fortune.
Yeah, got it planted in pine trees.
Oh, I know they're making pine. A fortune.
It's right side the Seaboard Railroad, not far from Ilachiway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd go out there sometime just to look.
Mm-hmm. It's a pity you couldn't do it.
I'm going to go out and just look at it. And you can't do anything about it now, but look. Because he couldn't give no clear deed for it because...
No, we sure couldn't.
Because it was all we brothers were living in was a...
And if you were in the army, see, that's another reason you couldn't do it.
Yes, sir, he couldn't get over it. But those folks bought it, you know. Now, if I was a man that had them on any good backers, I'd just give it a try.
Yeah, it'd be worth it, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Even if you didn't make a, it'd get a nickel out of it, it'd still be worth it.
Because they put one...
I bet you'd get it.
Yeah, they put two sisters living, and one brother, that's me, out of the 9 head of children, all is dead. But I still live, and my two sisters live.
And you seem to be hale and hearty.
Yes, I'm getting along pretty good, tell you. All the time I had, I never have been a person that threw myself away. I tried to always eat right and rest right.
That's the way to
do it. Yeah. And if anything was too hard, to man just let it go.
Well, now that's what I got to learn.
Yeah.
But I never have managed to do that.
Well, it's good to learn that.
It sure is.
That's one thing that you should learn. If anything is too hard, best let it go.
You're speaking the right truth, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm one of these kind of people, I'm hell-bent on doing something, and you know I'm going to do it. And sometimes it just does kill me.
Yeah, well, it will finally
get you one way.
It'll finally get you, yeah. You'll get...
Maybe I'll learn that.
Well, you can learn by talking to somebody who have witnessed to a thing.
That's true.
And the job you're on now, and meeting people who have experienced to a thing, you'll learn.
I wouldn't take $1 million for it, really. It's the truth. I have met some of the most interesting folks. Really, it's just great. See what, I wouldn't have a chance to meet somebody like you unless there's something like this going on.
Wouldn't have no chance in the world.
No.
Could tell you the story, and that's the full story. What do you want, son?
Mark.
Huh? Mark maybe going home, I reckon. I expect he's going home. Around there to his friends. You know where his friends at.
Is that him over yonder throwing the ball? Maybe that's not him.
No,
I don't know.
Oh, he went around in here.
Mark?